I knew you'd like this.
This song's gas!
Classic, I always find bangers. Always.
Every fucking time. Welcome to 2D Podcast. This episode has been on my mind for a minute.
It's been in the works. We did announce that this was gonna happen.
And it's fucking happening right now. We got guests! Hey!
I'll say something, but it's too late.
We got two guests with us. They are our beautiful girlfriends. They have both been on the show before. You guys know who they are. Andrea, Christina.
Hi. Hello.
Welcome back to the podcast.
Welcome back. There's no need to do an elevator speech.
You guys know who they are.
You guys know who they are.
If you want to find out, go back, listen to the episodes.
I don't know the numbers.
I don't remember either, but scroll through the fucking Spotify, find their feature, and learn a little bit about them before you listen to this whole episode. You have to.
Yeah, because it's going to be a spicy one, for sure. If you guys could probably expect that this is going to be a response to one of the more controversial episodes that we've done. So we're ready for some heat, but before that, we'll get right into the beer.
Have to.
Which is Hacker.
Yeah, I don't
sure.
know. Some German shit. Shout out Sam Reiske's NJIT Division 1 leading saves record. Got it last game, 210.
Yeah, shout out to him, but also like... shout out to him, but also like... Like, they count... Do you see the saves that they count for him?
It's always been like that, though. This guy, Paul, has become a professional with opening a bottle with the other bottle.
It's because when you're around,
sir. He's 2 for 2 right
now. 2 for 2 on attempts. No, these are kind of easy, though.
Yeah?
You know?
Thank you.
Like, they catch on well. The way it's... this.
Oh.
It doesn't smell good?
Well,
it's Oktoberfest. Well, so. You have to read it anyway.
I know.
You could pass it to us.
So, it is an Oktoberfest beer. Not the next episode.
I like that smell.
Wow, Jesus Christ. In two episodes, we will be in October, which we'll be getting to.
Yeah, but Oktoberfest happens in September.
Oh.
What?
Look up Oktoberfest.
All right, let's try the beer first before we get into this. Cheers.
Cheers.
Oktoberfest happens in September.
Okay. Actually, not bad at all. Way different than the smell.
I told you I could smell.
This is an Oktoberfest beer. It just reminds me of sitting under some
fall
leaves.
We're gone from the summer
shit. Around the campfire.
Yeah. No more summer shit.
We're moving away from it. Today was chilly.
It was.
Today was the first day, I think, that felt like fall.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's what everybody like in my class was saying.
Yeah.
But it's crazy because it got colder today. Like it was warm in the morning, and then it got and then it rained.
What's the official start date of fall? Usually it's my birthday.
I actually think at 9 o'clock.
Usually
it becomes
really.
Wow,
really?
My mom just told me
this is actually pretty good.
Yeah.
I like this.
Yeah, I don't. As I said, I don't like beer, and this is all right.
So getting September
today.
22nd. Wow, literally.
Wow.
Cheers.
We're here and ready.
Literally the first day of Oktoberfest, kicking it off with an Oktoberfest beer and a good one.
Pretty good.
You guys could rate it first because unfortunately we do not take guest ratings into account.
Okay.
When it comes to cumulative, but it's good to rate it.
Well, I mean,
okay,
I can't
say. Well, sorry, continue.
No. I can't say that my beer, like, knowledge is that good.
Yeah, same.
But on, like, honestly, the other beers I've tried, this is probably my least favorite.
What?
Yeah,
so,
wait, what?
I mean,
no,
this
makes
is, like,
sense.
My
that
least favorite
sense,
of the beers
actually,
that
yeah.
I've ever had, like, in
her,
my life.
Her
which isn't
palette,
a lot,
yeah.
But, like, this one's not very good.
So
it's
you,
fine, but, like...
What are you going to rate it?
I'm going to rate it a 4.
A 4?
Rookie score.
A flat 4.
Wow.
A flat 4, that's horrendous. Horrendous.
I mean,
it's not a good. Yeah.
Okay.
No, that makes
four,
sense.
I mean,
it makes
like,
sense though. Like her taste palette. Yeah.
I okay. I don't really like beer either, or I don't know either. But I don't really like beer. I haven't tried much. I'm basically comparing this to like when we went to that brewery. Like, remember we had 4.
Yeah.
So, compared to that, I would say this is like a 6.4.
Okay.
Okay, so already a big jump.
Mm-hmm.
I think ours are going to be a jump on. I don't want to say anything. Never mind. Let me see.
I'm wondering if you guys will be more like the 8 range.
That's like, I'm flickering right now. I have two numbers in my head.
I got mine. I don't
think it's bad.
I got mine.
I don't. Spot on. I'm like really.
No, I know.
I'm not sure.
I know where I'm at. I know where I'm at. This is solid.
I have mine.
All right, ready?
Fuck! No!
Just do it, dude.
Just say whatever pops in your head.
Okay, I have one number stuck in my head, so
count,
I'm ready.
Count it down.
3, 2, 1. 7, 9. Fair.
Wow. Okay.
That's close.
Yeah.
All right. Not bad.
It's just consistency.
Yeah.
I didn't quite...
You see how the palettes are aligned, though?
Our palettes have not been aligned this season, though, yet. That's our closest one.
This is the closest one. What were the others? 6-0 last... Yes, 6-0 and 7-1.
A 1.1 difference and a 0.8 difference.
You've been a lot higher this season.
I feel like it's usually like that.
No, Christina, I have a higher average.
Straight 4. Yeah. 6.2?
No, 6.7, I thought you said. Oh, no, 6.4.
6.4.
We got there eventually.
Yeah, no, that's it.
But
6.2 is what I was originally going to say.
Yeah, you just tried to bump it up. Like, yeah. So the official Oktoberfest start date was actually this past Saturday, September 17th.
Yeah, because it's like a fest. Like, it happens for... Because I know, because those are already events, like at Mountain Creek.
It's what, to kick off October?
Something like that, yeah. It's traditionally like a German one.
Bless you.
Thanks, guys.
Bless you.
So
they have like a festival there, and like I think in the streets, you know, they like do shit. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
It's not really like it. I feel like in America they make it about like drinking, and getting fucked up.
Yeah.
I think over there it's kind of like they go out into the streets. You know, it's like a celebration, kind of like they have shops and. You know,
yeah.
Or no, I feel like in Germany they do make it about beer.
I feel like that's what it's about, like in general.
An autumn festival held in Munich, Germany in late September and early October featuring the drinking of beer.
I thought it was, maybe I was wrong, yeah.
It's the world's largest.
Oh yeah, yeah, that makes sense. That makes sense because when you go to like what do they call those? Like
a traveling fun fair.
Like beer gardens are based on like girls, like traditionally the waitresses and like beer gardens are dressed in like that Oktoberfest kind of, yeah, like that kind of stuff, mm-hmm. Yeah.
Like what's on the bottle.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah,
and she's riding a horse.
And this is from Munich.
Mm-hmm. So there you go.
Is this?
So,
perfect. Yeah, it is. Brewed in
Munich.
Brewed
in Munich. 5.8%. That's pretty quality. So we all know why we're here.
Are we getting right into it?
I feel like we should just get right into it. So, obviously, Andrew Tate, who recently got canceled, but who recently is bouncing back.
Is he bouncing back?
He's bouncing back. He's bouncing back. Wasn't canceled, as he said, incancelable. And
that's crazy.
We obviously had some topics about, or some conversations about our views on things that he was saying, as well as some other topics about, you know, girls and guys. And that struck a nerve with one of the individuals in this room. And needed, in a way, to have a rebuttal, which I think is fair. And what I also think is fair, that it's not 2v1, where you have some support from the same sex, which is a controversial statement in 2022, but Andrea decided to join us too. We're happy that you guys are here. But we'd like to kind of kick it. Well,
no, I was going to say one more thing. Now, looking back on that episode, how much, because let's be honest, I was more further on the...
Yes.
I was making more like comments that would strike a nerve.
Yes.
So how much of that, though, realistically, did you agree with? Because I feel like there was a lot of it that you did agree with. Like, no, because this has to be set in stone, because you have to pick a side here,
so,
right?
So, I was playing devil's advocate, in a sense, because, obviously...
No,
because
you do that often.
I do that often because
I come out...
Exactly. I don't want just an episode to be me and Paul...
Yeah, one of us say something...
Agreeing, because I understand that there's other viewpoints out there, and I see them, like, and I hear them, and in a way, I understand them, right? Which is why during that episode, I just didn't want the whole thing to be us bashing women, which in a sense we weren't bashing them completely, but you know, there's obviously some things that were said.
I agree.
I wanted to make sure that, you know, it's not like our viewpoint. You know, I wanted it to be kind of like for me, especially because I do see that way. Like, I do feel that a lot of things that he says are right, right? A lot. And I feel like I also agreed with Paul in a lot of things, but I do understand the viewpoint of women in a sense, to where it's not always, you know, one way.
Now, we could take this, we could go in two ways with this, right? Mm-hmm. We could reply to what those points, and we could also, you guys could also make cases against men.
And we could also bring up, exactly, and that's what
and
I kind of want to hear, and that's what I want. That's what I wanted
I'm
as well.
I'm prepared. So, I mean, you want to start off, Christina?
Sure. So, well, if you don't mind, Paul, if you just kind of briefly restate your stance surrounding, mm-hmm. like, that episode specifically.
Your main
I mean, there's
point.
A
just
lot
so that
of
I
different...
can, like, respond to it and have it, like, fresh in my
Let's start with
the
statistical
head.
One.
Okay.
Yeah, that's my favorite
this is,
one.
This was the one that caused... So, just for a little bit of background... Christina and I after she listened to the episode, had a probably an hour long debate.
Discussion, yeah. Debate is a good way to
debate,
put it,
actually. No, good way to heated debate.
Yeah.
And no, I don't want to say argument. It was close to that. It was a heated debate.
Well, let's be
very
honest, it was
heated.
An argument over the topic. I mean, we weren't like arguing with each other.
Yeah,
like,
yeah.
It was an argument
it was an
over,
argument over
debate.
Like,
yeah,
we were having a debate. It just got heated. It got
yeah.
pretty heated.
Yeah.
You know? My stance was,
one
for
stance.
Anyone who does specific stance that probably caused the most controversy, was that upper class or upper middle class white women are statistically the most depressed, right?
Mm-hmm.
And have the highest rate of, was it suicide attempts?
No, it was depression.
It was just depression. Yeah, yeah.
Higher suicide.
Yeah, yeah. Men have a higher suicide rate. Women attempt suicide more, though, right?
Correct. You did
say
that.
Suicide, yeah.
Which, that right there, I think you could actually find evidence on that. But, I did say that upper class white women were the most depressed. And it was because, and my case was because they create problems, right? This was,
yeah.
Because I made the assumption from that they create problems in their own head, that it's impossible as a whole for a group, for the whole, like if you look at the average white woman who's depressed, has less of a reason to be depressed
yes.
than the average,
yeah.
like take black man, for example.
Correct.
Right?
Bang.
Or black woman. I think we, but then
yeah.
I changed it to black man. And that was, I actually, if I went back, I would say like a black man faces more issues than a black woman. I don't know. Maybe I should, never mind. The point was that, the point was that I said that and Christina disagreed because.
Okay. Well, yeah, I'll pick it up from there. So, okay. So I disagreed because, well, number one, my initial disagreement was that in the podcast, he said, like, statistically, women are more emotional. You made some statement about statistically women are more emotional. And basically, you made the statement that because upper middle class white women are reporting being depressed more, that then that led you to the conclusion that women are more irrational with their emotions because upper white...
That was a big word that was
yeah,
thrown
irrational.
Around that episode.
Yeah,
it was.
I'm glad I got to that.
It was emotional
irrationality,
right?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So all I was saying in the debate was you can't say that that's a statistical decision, that's a statistical thing because upper middle class white women are reporting being depressed more. Just because they're reporting being depressed more doesn't mean they're actually depressed more than lower class black women, let's just say, number
mm-hmm.
one. But also, even so, you are one person drawing the conclusion that because upper, like, that statistic exists, women are more irrational on a whole. So I had more of a problem with your argument and reasoning than your end
that.
Point.
So it was kind of something that you were alluding to. So I did, and I forget if I mentioned this on that episode or not, but in high school, I did a... we had like presentations on something. You had to presentate about something, and it was open. You could choose anything. And I chose why women should not be allowed in the military. That was my what I was trying to argue.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
And I'll kind of get into it. I had 3 points. One, because they're not as physically adept as men are. And two, that they weren't as mentally stable as men. And I forget what the third one is, but those were the big two. And I was proving, you know, points about, you know, yes, you know, there's people like Ronda Rousey who can walk into this room right now and beat the shit out of me, right? But on average, men are stronger than women. The women's physical standards to get into the military are not the same as guys. And, you know, push-ups and squats and all that shit, whatever. But at the end of the day, if I got shot in my fucking leg... And it's me and a girl. Like, I would feel more comfortable being aided by a guy because I feel more comfortable that he's able to physically carry me out rather than a woman who, you know, depending on... Again, there's the women who fucking lift and could probably lift me up and squat me a million times. Mm-hmm. But on average, you know, they can't.
Yeah.
And so that was my first point. The second point was the mental stability, which I got into. Now, something that you mentioned was reporting, and that was very important because if you look at the numbers, which I did back then and, you know, in the past 5 years, that may have changed. I don't think so. But the numbers stated that women are more depressed or have more cases of depression than men do. A reasoning why that could be the case is because women are more likely to come forward with their feelings, while men, as we all know, are more likely to internalize it and just deal with it instead of reaching out to somebody for help and admitting that they have a mental problem. Because guys are told their whole life, you know, deal with it, don't cry, don't show your emotions, be a man, all that stuff. So I agree with you in that sense where those numbers could be skewed because of that.
Yeah.
But from personal experience, it's kind of those kinds of teachings and mentalities are what bodes that, right? So men are more likely to internalize their emotions and not express them as much, while women are not told that same statement. So they're more open about their emotions and their opinions. So that's where that irrationality comes from, because men in their eyes are like, just deal with it, just fucking whatever, like, why are you fucking making this out to be such a big deal? While the women, their whole lives, you know, they talk and they're all this hoopla, and, you know, that, so that's why that leads to the more irrational tendencies and the more
now here's a point that I actually think could back up my argument. Do you think it's possible that it could be possible that men are more depressed than women? That's a possibility.
I think that's the actual case.
Now I could see that, and I'll explain why. Because I think that men are less likely to come forward and less likely to diagnose themselves with depression. Mm-hmm. And I think women are more likely to over-diagnose themselves with depression.
And that's the case most of the time. Like, most men are... Not most men, but most depression cases are men. Like, right now, I'm, like, doing clinicals at a psych ward, actually.
We got a nurse in the building, ladies and gentlemen.
And literally, we'll have 10 male patients and maybe 2 female patients. Most of them are men. And most of the depression cases, yeah, we'll have, like, a few females who do have depression, but most of them are men, you know?
Like, but I feel like the psych ward is a very select place
to take that from. To an extreme. I know, but...
Because I feel like men are more likely to take it to the extreme. Like, when they're depressed, they're not just sad crying.
Exactly.
But they fucking crack and then they do some shit that they can't go to jail because they're fucking whatever, so they get sent to the psych ward.
But wouldn't that be irrational? Isn't that considered irrational?
I was just about to say something like that.
Well,
I totally agree that sometimes women can be more emotionally, I'll use the word irrational for sure, because I think that, like, it's easier for us to want to, like, you know, to get to the bottom of something, like, keep going, like, keep talking about something because we're more emotional. But I feel like you have done, and other of your friends have done, some irrational things. And maybe they were emotionally irrational, but they were irrational as in, that wasn't safe. That was stupid.
Yeah, but that's not what we're talking about.
No, we talked about this. That's different irrationality.
Yes, thank you. Exactly. Yeah,
that's not emotional irrationality. Yeah,
which is what we're talking about.
Women are more irrational.
No, I didn't.
Maybe emotionally
no.
they are more rational, but men are more irrational in another sense.
Yes.
Yes.
In another sense.
Yes.
Yeah. Okay. So there's a point against men, but that's not emotional. That's just.
That's just doing stupid shit.
Be mentally irrational. That could play a part into like.
Which, if it's more mentally irrational, plays into the fact why more men are in the psych ward.
Because men are psych. Men
are fucking crazy.
Men will do. What's the word I'm looking for? Like, men are more likely to take risks, right? Or be riskier.
I'll agree
to
with
take,
that.
Yeah, are, it's like take
women are women are more risk averse. Like in terms of just do like outlandish things, right? Didn't we have a chat about this on your episode?
Maybe.
I swear we did. Something about men being more likely to take risks while women are more likely to be risk averse.
If we did, but
yeah, I don't.
I agree.
I feel like that's ringing a bell. We talked about this.
Yeah. No.
And more likely, because think about it, like, dudes are more likely to go out and, like, dudes chase, like, an adrenaline rush in a different way.
Yeah, you know, testosterone.
That's
big
like,
into that.
But it's the I feel like a lot of it plays into, like, hormones.
Oh, yeah.
Like, women are, this is part of the emotional argument, too. Like, not that all women take birth control, but a lot of women take birth control or experience, like, have periods. Like, that's hormonal.
When you take birth control, it limits.
Yeah, it limits periods, but it still makes you hormonal.
Yeah, like you're having.
Like you have, it sometimes it creates a hormone imbalance. I don't know how, the depression is diagnosed. Like, how can't they like measure like hormones and stuff?
Well, technically, it's a chemical imbalance of the brain.
Okay.
Tom Hanks doesn't believe in that. No, what's the fucking guy from Maverick? Tom Cruise.
Tom. Yeah, but he's.
Sorry, he's a Scientologist.
But no, don't. We
don't want to get into that.
No, have we done a Scientology episode? We have.
No.
If you haven't,
we have to. I've mentioned
next
that.
Episode.
Yeah, that's a big one. No, but yeah, that's not a credible source. But going back to hormone imbalance. Like oftentimes, like I feel like it's more likely for women to experience like being emotional because they're hormonal. You know, or being emotionally affected by their hormones. You know, that's why there's a common stigma that you could see that it's true or not true. That's a stereotype that when women are on their period, they're more emotional or they're like upset, which I think for the most part is often true, right? But that's also because like they're experiencing physical like
hormonal change,
right? Mm-hmm. Her hormones are kicking in.
Which there's a direct correlation between that and emotional stability.
Mm-hmm. So that's like another thing that plays into it. So because women experience that, they're more likely to be emotionally like that. Just because it's your hormones, it still can mean that you're emotionally irrational, more emotionally irrational than men. Like, why are you upset? What's the reason? Mm-hmm. You know, like how much. Men oftentimes have more of a, like, will have a reason, like a specific instance, like, or what caused them to be upset. Mm-hmm. Sometimes women will be upset because, like,
they're
upset.
It's a slew of things.
Yeah, it's like a combination of things, and it feels like it's piling on, you know, like that. I feel like it's more so like overwhelming, like that sort of thing.
But you can be emotionally, like, distressed or whatever and not be depressed, you know?
That's true, but I'm just saying like what the feeling is though. Do you know what I mean? Like how, like
it's, I feel like,
I don't know, I
it's
can't
not it's me. Not the feeling, it's more so how they choose to respond and act.
Oh yes, this is it.
Due to those feelings, right?
Okay.
Both men and women can feel depression.
Mm-hmm.
But it's how they choose to live their life with those feelings that causes the discrepancy between the two groups.
Yeah.
Right? So men are depressed, we said, they're more likely to internalize it and not let it show. Because we're men, we're supposed to be big, strong, you know, mm-hmm. Like whatever. So we don't want to let other people know that we are depressed. However, women classically are supposed to be more feeble and open about their emotions. And if they show it, it's not like, oh my God, it's not like, frowned upon. It's not, yeah. Exactly, that's what I'm trying to get at. It's not frowned upon. Mm-hmm. So that's why.
Although in a way,
you see that more.
Yeah, in a way you could argue that it kind of is, because we do, like, kind of like Paul was saying, we do kind of get that stereotype of, like, oh, you're hormonal, you're this, you're that, but
just I just on
say,
your period.
Yeah, yeah. But like, you know, but I will say, like, speaking to what, what Paul said about hormonal, I mean, like, he knows, like, there's times where I will just tell him, like, I have no reason to be sad right now, but I just feel sad. Like, I'll really say it out loud. Uh-huh. Like, there's no reason for me to be upset right now, but, like, I just feel down. And is it, like, of course, that's probably exactly what it is. Like, it's probably some hormonal thing, and I'm just like, I know it is because I'm not, there's nothing to be sad about in my life. Like, mm-hmm. I just feel sad right now. So, like, I feel like I can recognize it sometimes, but I definitely have never felt depressed or been, like, depressed, so I can't speak to, like, what depressed women feel like. You know what I mean? Or, mm-hmm. like, anything like that.
But that's part of the overdiagnosis of depression.
I mean, I do think women sometimes overdiagnose themselves with depression. I agree with that. But I think people who are, like, women or men who are actually depressed are actually depressed.
Yeah,
like,
yeah.
Have a reason, you know? It doesn't matter
that
if you're a man or a woman.
I don't know if we addressed this. I think, no, it was the mental health episode, right? Did I say I agreed with depression or no? That depression exists? No, yeah,
I
did.
I no, I said.
You said it doesn't exist. I said it exists. I said it exists.
Well, because I actually wanted to touch on that. Like, here's my thing with this whole situation is I'll open up. So I had a family member of mine who is diagnosed with depression, right? And I've known other people who are also diagnosed with depression that are close to me, okay? And the whole thing is that, you know, it's a chemical imbalance. There's this medication that you can take in order to rectify that imbalance of the brain, right? And this is actually where, I know you said it's a wrong source, but this is where I kind of agree with Tom Cruise, because he has, and listen, you know, because I have firsthand experience with it, and I know modern medicine, and like, yes, like, and I'm chemistry, right? I'm from a chemical background, so I understand the whole fucking equation. I get the formula. You mix chemicals with a pill, with the chemicals that are being put in your brain, in order to cause some sort of reaction to bring that chemical imbalance down, right? Mm-hmm. And allegedly, that makes you not depressed, right? Which people say when they take those pills, that's fine, okay? But the issue is that you have to take those pills forever.
Not necessarily.
Because, but here's what I'm trying to say. Because you're not solving the root cause of the problem, which is why you are depressed.
Well, that's
so
what
as soon as you stop taking the pills, the chemical imbalance comes back, and
that's
it actually
not necessarily
because
what happens for everybody.
But then you say it's not necessarily. But what I'm trying to say is that's what I fucking seen.
A lot of the time is you have to be on the pills for the rest of your life. Yes, but not that it's not the case with everybody.
A
lot of people can also get off their pills.
Exactly, but why are they getting off the pills? Because they're addressing again the root cause of the problem, right? So my whole thing is this, right?
You need
pills to be happy. So when you stop taking the pills, in my experience, the situation has actually gotten worse, because now you still haven't solved the reasoning as to why you're depressed, which could be a lot of things. Mm-hmm. Maybe a very horrible upbringing. Maybe it's a fucking really bad friendship or something that caused you to be depressed, or a death or something. And you can't come to terms with that. So instead of trying to communicate through therapy, right, you decide to take these pills and you feel better.
Well, most
to me, that's
take
fake.
Pills are also
that's,
in therapy.
I get you, but to me, like, that's fake. That's fake happiness. That's not true happiness. That's a chemical happiness that you are given. And once that is taken away, it makes you more irritable, and it makes that depression worse, because you're like, these pills didn't help. You know, like, I'm back to where I was, and nothing's changed.
Yeah, but I think.
I think you know Jordan Peterson is he's spoken out on like
that's
depression.
The Key and Peele guy.
No, he's the guy who's
oh the white haired white guy. Philosophy. Yeah.
I think when I listen
I love
to him
that guy.
Talk, because he is like depressed apparently, right? Or no, I mean I believe because I think the argument you're making doesn't apply, because I think a lot of the people who have real depression, it's not induced depression by a problem.
Well,
it's
it
like
can
they
it
can be.
It
can
be.
Be.
A lot of times that's what
but also,
exacerbates it, like what makes it like
yeah,
triggers it.
Yeah, if something happened, but there's sometimes where like for in Jordan Peterson's case, nothing happened to cause him to be depressed, and like his daughter, nothing happened to cause them to be depressed. So like what's the like
and also like
it's, there's no cause to it. Yeah. So like but I do agree with you to a certain degree that I think the pills are placebo.
Yeah.
I think the pills are placebo. I just think that it's all part of the drug, the big pharma.
Yes.
That's what I think.
Which
I think
ties into
like
a different
money.
Conspiracy,
yeah,
but yes, that's the whole reason why
like,
those fucking pills exist.
It's all money-making shit. Because, like, there's ways, like for example, like, when and I know I'm bringing up one case, I know I'm talking about, because, like, the way Jordan Peterson described it, he said he doesn't take that medication. He, like, found a specific diet. Like, he's on a carnivorous...
It works.
So I think that... I'm not saying that it works for everyone.
Mm-hmm.
But like, I think that there's things that you can do that'll help. Versus, like... Because you really can't cure it.
The thing with
right?
depression, though, is, like... When it gets bad, when it gets really bad, like, you can't, like, get up, you know? Like, there's people that are in bed, there's people that don't shower, there are people that don't eat.
Yeah.
Like... They're not going to be wanting to go exercise.
But that's
or, like,
soft. That's
this,
like,
this.
Weak-minded person to me.
Like, that's why they're depressed.
You know?
No, but I believe
this is how it is. Like, call
think,
it soft if you want, but, like, what are
no,
they supposed
yeah,
to
that's,
do?
Yeah, that's
know?
That's what it's
real.
No,
because
real depression, like,
well, laying in bed isn't going to
well,
fucking help them either.
Like, if you don't have any motivation to do anything else, like, what are you supposed to do?
Yeah, because,
you know?
No, this is what I said. No, we talked about this, though. Let me say this quickly. Because depression isn't necessarily... Depressed people say depression isn't necessarily, like, sadness. It's like... Oh, this was part of my argument,
mm-hmm.
too. It's, like, lack of, like, motivation to do anything. Like, you know, like, just, like... Just down. Like,
yeah.
like just, like, you don't have any, like, drive. Anything that pushes you forward. Like, why do you get out... You have a reason to get out of bed every day, right? They feel like they don't have a reason to do anything, you know? It's almost like they don't feel like they have purpose. That's why they don't... It's like, why... That's why a lot of them commit suicide, because why do I need to live? What's the purpose of me
Watch
living?
Some Goggin videos for
you
some
know?
Motivation.
Yeah, we pulled that up, right? The one time?
Yeah.
Yeah, but that doesn't work. Like, I mean, I see the point. I agree with you on the drug part, but I also disagree with... I think that depression does exist. What's the point that you're
gonna... No, I think depression definitely does, like... I don't know if this is the right term, but, like, clinical depression. I don't know if that's the right, like, terminology, but, like, diagnosed, like, there's an imbalance
Major
in your brain,
depressive
you're depressed.
Disorder.
Okay, yeah, like, that, I'm glad you're here. Save me from, like, saying it wrong. But, I'm sure that exists. But what I wonder, like, because obviously I don't know, there probably is some kind of documentation. Don't you just feel like our parents' generation and even our grandparents, like, no one was depressed? Like, no one was like, I'm just not getting out of
well,
bed
Well, I feel
today.
Like
now,
I feel like
were.
The acceptance and the medication wasn't as available
yeah,
as it was.
Yeah, but were they
yeah.
just pushing
as
through,
it is now.
Or were they all not making it? Like,
so I'm
were
saying
they
were just fucking
through.
Being hard as shit.
That's
I think
what
that's what I'm trying to say.
I think they pushed yeah. through because, like,
yeah,
it was different back
too.
Then.
Because now you have all these
because,
now
like,
you have all these fucking
like,
outlets.
Get the fuck up.
Like,
what are you doing?
Like, you
in
know,
bed?
Sebastian.
Now it's
well,
accepted.
My mom's done to me still, but
that's
like,
what I'm saying. Get the fuck up. Like
yeah.
this it's more accepted now. Oh, you're depressed, oh like this, all this bullshit. Like, no, like get the fuck up.
And I wonder if that helped or hurted, like those people, like
yeah,
in that
no,
time.
Like,
depression
like,
always existed.
Yeah. Like,
but only
like,
now we
like
have all these outlets and oh it's okay to be depressed and you just need to take medication and you'll become better.
Yeah.
Like, no, motherfucker, that's what causes more problems. In my experience with people who were diagnosed as depressed, okay, and I'm not extending this to other things like bipolarism or multi-personality or fucking any of this PTSD shit. Like, I understand that.
Mm-hmm.
I get those, okay? You're physically being a different person, but, like, fucking ultimate sadness? Like, come on, man.
Yeah, I feel like...
You know what I'm saying? Like, come on, man.
Scalco, he was saying
yeah.
that his dad was like... He said, he was like, if I went to my
yeah.
dad and told him I was depressed, he would have been like,
I've been depressed for 30 years.
That's what I'm saying, man. Exactly. That's what I'm saying.
Some shit like that, you know, like.
It's such a good point.
Like, I don't know. Sometimes I think about it and I'm like, because I think to like my grandparents back then, it's like they lived in like communist like Poland where they were in like straight poverty.
Bruh.
But I think to myself, this is another thing though, mm-hmm. because like they're more grateful for like the little things, you know,
yeah.
They were more grateful for the little things.
Now your grandmother has a smile on her face, like yeah, almost 24/7.
The sweetest lady ever, yeah. ever. She's so happy just to see me. It's crazy. Like she just get like her face just lights up, and like I barely talk to her like ever. Like I say hi to her at the soccer games. Like that is it. I've never had a conversation with her, but the smile she gets on her face just to see me and say hello.
And you have to think like she's almost deaf, you know. Like but like she's like the most stressed out person you'll ever met. Like every day I get up. Like, I don't want this. I told her to stop years ago. This was years ago. She's at my house. No, except Mondays, because I wake. She's at my house every morning, 6 a.m., to make everyone breakfast. And, like, drive my sister to school. Pick my sister up from... She picks my sister up from... Now the bus stop. But, like, she would pick me up from the train station. Like, she's like that. And it's... The thing was, like, in that... Back in the day, like, she goes through. She goes... We sit down. And she's, like... You have to hear her tell stories because she's like she's the sharpest woman. That's why she helped us with our homework and stuff because like it kept her so sharp. She knows more about my grandfather's family history as a child than like he does, you know. And she goes through, she tells stories back from communism. She's like, back in the day, you know, like the soldiers would come. And they like we had a farm. The government would take all our wheat.
Yeah.
Like, they would just take everything, depressing. You know? And, like, we would... And look at her now! We would eat, like, bread every
time. Did she ever take pills?
They take, like, pills for...
Well, like, for their health. Yeah. For their health. But, like, I'm saying for her mental stress.
No, my grandfather's more, like, like, my grandfather's, like, you don't understand what it's like living with her. And he's, like she'll yell at him for something, and he'll just go like this. This is the best. He just goes...
Saluting.
Yeah.
But my whole thing is this. Does anybody ask her to make breakfast?
No.
Does anybody ask her to do these things to go pick you up from the train, to go pick you up from school?
No.
She does
that. They tell her not to do it.
But this is what I'm trying to say. She finds her own purpose in life.
Yeah, that's what it is.
Which is mine
because they need it.
Rather than not do it because they need it.
Yeah.
And that's what caused it. But yes, I completely understand. If you... And I've been in these situations where I'm really upset because something has happened in my life where I feel like I'm not important or whatever.
I got it. Mm-hmm.
I have to find something to keep me fucking going. Yeah. I don't give a fuck if it's gardening. I don't give a fuck if it's going to the gym.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Find
something. If it's making sure the house is fucking clean. If it's making sure your fucking family and friends are being supported. Like, you have to find something to sit there in a fucking bed and say, woe is me, you know, my life is fucking horrible. Especially in America, your life is not that fucking horrible.
That's what it is. You see, that's why it's not sadness, it's lack of motivation, because think about it this way. Now I know why they weren't depressed, because think about, like, I think your grandparents, my grandparents... I don't know if your parents were born here or... All right, okay, so exactly. So your parents and then your grandparents or...
Correct, grandparents.
Grandparents. They're...
On one
like,
side.
Like, now think about it. They're... Yeah, maybe... My grandfathers both worked 7 days a week, right? When they came here. Every single day. They worked every single day. And you have to think, like, okay, that's hard. That's not easy, right? That sucks. You know, as an immigrant coming here working. But what... And, like, for example, like, Maniscalco's dad, whatever, it's just... Like, what's their purpose? Like, they had a purpose. It's, like, to provide for their family. So no matter how upset, like, how shitty they're, like, how Dang shitty it feels, like, I have to provide for my family or I have to do this. That's my argument where it's, like, upper-class women, but maybe even up... You could bring this to, like, upper-class men, too, where it's, like, because they don't really have to fight for anything, you know, because it's almost, like... Really, it's handed to you to a certain degree. Like, compared to them, like, I've had things handed to me, even though I've had to work hard. Like, I found a purpose. Some people don't find that purpose, right?
Yeah.
And that's why a lot of rich people might get depressed, because they lose their purpose. They don't have any goals. And then therefore...
because they could have anything with the money they have.
So like, you lose that kind of drive to keep you going. Because maybe it's not... it does. It's not about being happy or sad. It's about having motivation or not having motivation. Yeah, having a reason to get your ass out of bed, you know?
Yeah. No, I agree with you. But I do have like a comment, because it's like, you know, you ever hear people say like the term like, oh, it's a first world problem.
I was just like, going to bring this up.
Yeah, it's like, to us, it is a problem because this is our environment. And not that like, not like, of course, coming from us or like kids that go to college, if we looked at someone that was just like super rich and they don't have to go to college and they're like, fine, we're like, oh, look, their life's so easy. But like, that's just their life. You know what I mean? So like, things that are hard to them, it's hard for us to relate. But like, it's still like, relatively, it is hard for them. Do you understand what I'm saying?
But like, it's so minuscule. It's so minuscule, because like, at the end of the day, because I was literally going to bring it up, so I'm happy you did. It's a, I feel like depression is a first world illness.
Well, a lot of our problems are in America. Yeah.
Because you go to these third world countries in Africa, like where you have to just get kids. You have to make as many kids as possible. Hold on, you have to make as many kids as possible, because you don't know which one of your kids is going to die from starvation.
Yeah.
You got kids who your brothers or sisters are dying from malnutrition. They don't get medicine to help with their problems. You know what they're told? Keep fucking working.
Yeah.
You have to keep pushing on, right? So yes, they may be upset and sad, but they're not bedridden, because they're, you know, in a way forced to continue on supporting their family, and not just by supporting their family, getting a job and making money, but by going to the fucking fields, fucking, and...
I think family is also a big thing that, like, prevents depression. Yes. Like, not everybody has a family is the thing. Like, a lot of people I've seen that have real depression, they don't have families.
Or anyone. Oftentimes, like,
so...
You know? Yeah, and it's like, what's his name? I'm not saying this, like, another bad example, but Shia LaBeouf.
Yeah.
So, like, he was talking about how he went to, like, this thing where, like, it was all, like, people coming out of, like, rape or, like, you know, coming out of prison and shit. Like, people were, like, got sent to, like, mental hospitals and stuff. And they had, like, a day where, like, people came to support them, right? And he's, like, all these people had, like... family come and shit, you know, right? Like, their mom, their dad, everything, right? You know, even, like, the worst people, like, murderers and shit, they had, like, their family come out to, like, give them support and stuff. Mm-hmm. He's, like, he had no one, but, like, one of his, like, one of the actors in one of his movies was the only person that, like, came, like showed up on the screen, like, they played videos or something, and showed up on the screen. It's just, like, hi, Shia, like, whatever, like, you're doing so great, whatever. And he's, like, and he was, like, crying. He's, like, that saved my life, you know? Because, like, think about it. Like, imagine going to something like that. You see all these people, right?
Mm-hmm.
They have someone supporting them no matter what. And you don't have anyone. It's, like,
that's hard. Yeah.
You know? And then when you know that... because, again, it relates back to that, like, you have, like, someone to live for. Someone cares about you out there. If, like, no one shows up to something like... or you have no one to rely on, no one's shoulder to lean on, it's, like... why am I even alive? What's the point of being here? What I wanted you to look up, though, is, like, look up highest suicide rates among countries. Let's see this.
Japan's number one, for sure.
I mean, maybe, like, in the samurai era.
No, today.
Really?
Is it Japan? I think
it's definitely
China.
Japan.
No, but that totally makes sense. Country. China or Japan, because they can't accept failure. I feel like in any... I'll get into that after.
Okay, well, these are
what?
Like,
stats.
Yeah, Lesotho's like
these
fucking
are like
Africa.
Third world countries. South Korea.
Third world countries. Exactly. So, what were you saying before about Africa?
Wow. No, I don't know do you know if any of those countries are in Africa?
Wait, what? Top 10 countries. Number per 100K. What mean? Jesus Christ. I was going to say if that's like percentage.
Well, 2 is in Africa. Number 2 is Africa.
Wait, look at the map. No, go back to the other thing. Go back to the images, because you see this map right here? Okay, No, that one right there. Russia's... so here...
Many more men.
But this is... oh, this is actually per 100,000, so it is per capita. Source, WHO.
Well, Russia, like, the environment in that country, too, is, like, not...
That's
Russia, South Africa, South Korea.
South Africa's one of the richest
Japan
countries in Africa.
Japan wraps up the top five.
And look, France, India. Well, India could. I mean, India's both.
It's, I wouldn't want to live there either. They put their shit on the streets.
Germany, United Kingdom. Well, they India's do. India's got like a fucked up. It's like it's all like a caste system still, right?
Yes.
It's still so that's like.
And Indian but, like people struggle.
I mean,
a lot.
Brazil's like a third. But I mean, look, UK, Germany, France, Japan, right? US, South Korea, even not like it's not.
But there's also but there's also Korea different there's, yeah, there's but a lot you of see, different like, statistics. This is
like, I don't know. It's like all over
Sri
the place.
Sri Lanka, isn't that India?
India. It's like the
yeah. It's like an island off India. Yeah.
Fuck these statistics.
I mean, it's all over the place, though. I mean, like you one here, one there.
No, but this does make sense. Like, what? If you look at the map. At
no,
the
no.
Top,
you see, like we can't trust that YouTube source. Go to the map. Go to the map.
A huge.
Well, and what's the like originator of the
right
map?
Here.
That doesn't say anything.
Who's the source? Wikipedia. That's probably the most reliable of.
List of countries by suicide rate.
What is this? Wait.
Just scroll down. Afghanistan.
Bro, we're getting every different link is a different.
Did you hear about Afghanistan though? What they're doing now? Oh no, it's not Afghanistan.
No, it's Iran.
No, Saudi Arabia. I was talking to my friend
about
this.
A different thing.
Yeah, no. Saudi Arabia now is like changing their policy where like they're trying to become like a tourist. They used to never allow people in their country.
Mm-hmm.
And now they're changing so that like they're trying like so the old king is like super like old like classic right like very traditional hates the gays you know like hates homosexual people like well like the new prince is very modern he's like he wants to turn like Saudi Arabia into like a tourist attraction so he's like more liberal and he's bringing in like he wants to like he start they have you know they have that concept which is never gonna happen I don't think
the
wall of like that the
oh yeah,
yeah. So like
the line.
Yeah. So and
you think that's never gonna happen?
I don't think it's ever gonna happen. You see the concept?
It's bullshit.
It's like miles long. I don't.
That's
think it's
like a horror film.
But to be fair,
that's like a dystopia. That's like a dystopia movie in a nutshell.
But to be fair, here's the thing. Like if there's, they have the money. I mean, those dudes like Saudi princes. Saudi princes, like they always say this. Like Elon Musk and Bezos are not the richest people in the world.
Oh,
it's like those princes, like they have like it's just they don't like report their they don't have to report their income or anything.
Yeah, they don't have an IRS.
Yeah, so like they're, I mean, it's off the charts.
Literally do whatever they want.
That's why you see all those dudes who buy like the soccer teams. They spend like money. You know, like, to both. But, I mean, that's getting off topic regardless. I mean, that's, like, but maybe that's because, like a lot of those Middle Eastern countries, you got to think, like, is that women committing suicide?
Well, and they have huge.
Right?
Well,
what is it? So, look, female, the highest percent right there, Afghanistan, you see?
It's
oh, no, what
that
was that?
That was literally just by alphabetical
order. I was looking at the female statistic. Click on the female.
This is it. This is the top.
Male is highest
so
in
Lesotho.
Every single country.
So Lesotho is...
Which is what he said before, which is men are more likely to go through with suicide while there's
no women
that
are attempts.
That men are more depressed?
And in a way, weak.
No, because women have higher suicide attempts. Look
attempts.
Up, yeah. Women attempt suicide more than men.
I get that. That makes
sense. They're
because
they're weak-minded to not
they're
go
less,
through
yeah,
with killing
yeah,
themselves.
Yeah, exactly. So that,
well, I mean, you could argue that killing yourself is weak.
No, that's strong.
No, look up suicide versus like attempted suicide.
I feel like it all goes back to what you were saying. Well, what you both were saying about men are less likely to like come out and say they're depressed, and that's probably why there's more suicides. Because instead of like addressing their problem,
and that's why they're also more depressed. If you talk about it, like, and actually express how you feel, it's a lot easier to get help and to not be depressed.
Yeah, I agree.
Wait. What is this?
Men died by suicide 3 times more than women.
Almost 4. But we want to look at the attempts. I'll do some reading.
Well, I believe you if that's...
I'm almost positive that this is going to come out as true. But then again, I mean, who knows? But no, I mean, that's the thing. You could look at it from both ways.
Yeah, you can look at it and say, like,
but
you're
also,
weak for not killing
but
yourself.
But also, like...
Adult females reported a suicide attempt 1.5 times as often as males. So
okay,
there you go.
Okay.
Yeah, because... I think it's because, like, the type of suicide. Men are more likely to shoot themselves.
Yeah.
Or, like, go out and, like,
like lethal force.
Fucking jump off a building. Exactly. Like rather than trying to slit your wrist and then go into the hospital for some stitches.
Like, women do something like that or like... Mm-hmm. Or what's another one? I mean, I don't know. It's like they say... The interesting... They say that... when people like jump off a bridge, for example, or like hang themselves, you know, like those, obviously you don't die when you jump,
that they start to
instantly regret it as soon as they jump. Like the people who've survived like jumping
off they all
like
say the same
when they're
thing
halfway down, they
they
want to go back.
It's like that they and then also like people who hang themselves, you know, like that moment when
that's so
hanging.
Sad
it is awful. It is sad,
because
you have to think...
No, when you hang yourself is fucking horrible, because a lot of the times, especially with the rigs that people do, you know, when they did it in the past with the whole fucking, you're up on the podium and everyone comes to watch, like, you're dropped from about, like, 4 or 5 feet. So there's a good chance, there's a good chance your neck breaks and you're chilling.
But if
you're just kind of doing that, you're like... You're just suffocating yourself. You're strangling yourself, and that's how you die, because of asphyxiation.
Mm-hmm.
Look at that. Are you proud of me for using that word?
God. I mean, like...
Is there anything that you two want to make a comment about men? Because obviously this whole conversation, we did stray a little bit to talk about depression. But I think, you know, it flowed, it went well, and we kind of tied it back into men versus women. But a lot of this has been you guys defending negative statements towards women. So I feel like we should kind of open this up to any negative statements you guys. And we don't take it personally. It's not like you're directing this at us. It's a very general statements that we're making about how you feel men are versus women.
Men as a whole, not at... Like roasting us.
Okay.
I mean, you could purpose it as roasting us, and that would be a little bit more interesting, I think. But, the floor is open.
I'm thinking.
I think men are more irrational than women.
Okay, like, what are we talking about here? What's your basis?
I just think that men are more likely to do, like, things that are crazier like that. Like, you know, and that's irrational. Like, whether you say you're like, oh, that's a different kind of irrationality, it's still irrational.
Yeah, that's,
you know?
And I could agree with that because... That's why men probably have a lower life expectancy.
Yeah, so, exactly.
Tend to, because they'll more likely die doing some stupid
some
shit.
Dumbass
like,
shit, right?
Like, look up probably, like, probability of, like, dying from, like, a ski accident or something. You know, it's never...
Yeah.
You know, people who die in a ski accident, it's never going down the
green... Because women aren't sending
it. It's never going down the green trail. It's either, like, a black diamond trail
or,
like...
black
or, like... Or, like, you're on the top of, like, a mountain, you see these dudes, they jump, like, off, like, a 40-foot cliff.
Yeah.
You know, like, that kind of stuff. Yeah. I could get behind, like, irrational as a whole. Yeah. I could see that. You know? That makes sense.
Oh, not reading that.
That was a lot. Three columns.
It was a... Yeah, I hate those. I always log straight off. So, in North America, females do have a longer life expectancy than men. 81 compared to 75. A whole 6 fucking years.
We got you guys.
And this is off of Statista.com. Statista?
I mean, that's generally the case, though. It's always women have a higher life expectancy.
Yeah.
That's so true. I think it's actually because, you know, going back to what we were talking about before, because we worry more... We're more likely to be like, don't do that, don't do that, don't do that, don't smoke, don't do this, don't, like, you know what I mean? Because we're, like, worrying about the future, and you guys are, like, not thinking about the future. You're, like, more like generally.
In the
moment. We're speaking generally, yeah. But, like, you know, I think that that's why we live longer, to be quite honest.
Fair.
Yeah.
So that's why it's, like, the irrationality of men is good for women, because maybe, like, otherwise we wouldn't do some of the things you bring us out of our shell a little bit. And, like, same thing, like, our emotional irrationality is kind of good for you guys, because maybe it's, like, don't do that unsafe thing. Like, come home. Like, you know, it's, like, probably good for us that we're different, I think.
I agree.
I mean, that's the
men,
purpose.
In
women
the
are supposed
overall
to bring
sense,
men to, like, a, men are, like, crazy, and women...
You said,
like,
this before.
We'll bring a balance to a man.
And do you ever hear the saying? I don't know if it's like
that's the point.
An Italian saying, but I feel like it's always said in my family. Like, the man is the head, but the woman is the neck. It's like
they say
we
that
turn
in all
like
cultures.
You where where you go is like the women like kind of control.
They say that
it
in like My Big Fat Greek Wedding.
Do I've they?
Where, she goes.
Maybe it's the mother, like
yeah, the, yeah. It's definitely a Mediterranean saying because yeah. the mom goes and you know the mother of the bride, like she's getting her hair done. They all like pile around her, or like when she's getting ready for the wedding. Yeah, that's what it is. When she's getting ready for the wedding, all the women are like hoarding around her, and the mother takes her. She's like, the man is the head. But the woman is the neck. and then the aunt goes, eyes open, knees shut.
I remember that part.
I agree with that. I feel like that's not controversial. I feel like in an overall sense, yeah, men are more irrational because they'll do more stupid shit.
No, because our minds are...
I think if you bring it down to the emotional level, then it switches.
We're more like I said, risk. Like, it's like, oh, yeah, we want this. We want to experience this. We want to do this.
I've mentioned, yeah.
Well, this is the problem. Like, you shouldn't do this because this. You should, like, more rational in that sense, you know?
Yeah.
But you need both to a certain degree because, like, it's good to take risk.
Yeah.
But it could be...
But it also could be... There's a level of being going too far.
I know I've told you this before. I think I've told you this before. Definitely not to Christina, but... My life motto, what I've lived my life by, is a very simple saying. Don't think, just go. And that's got me pretty far. And I make mistakes, right? That mentality obviously leads to mistakes.
Mm-hmm.
So I generated a second part of that saying is, don't think, just go, but never make the same mistake twice.
Good way to live, yeah.
Right? You learn from your mistakes. Okay, you do something stupid, let's not do that again.
Yeah.
But that's not going to inhibit me from not really overthinking situations and just fucking doing it. Because what I've learned, and especially in my work environment, is if I have to overthink a problem and talk to a bunch of people and they say, oh, maybe you shouldn't do this, maybe you should do it like that, and all this stuff. Meanwhile, I could have already completed the task if I just did what I thought was right.
Yeah.
Right, I've obviously had a lot of mistakes. There's been a lot of safety issues that I've infracted upon. And, oh, yes, I've got two OSHA recordables to my name, but I will not lie. But
what was the other one aside from the finger?
The finger and then the eye.
Your
so
eye.
I was using a hand grinder, and I wasn't wearing safety glasses.
That's so bad.
And a metal shard shot into my eye.
Oh my gosh.
And I had to run. Well, I tried to like hide it and wash it out myself, and then I realized I couldn't do this alone. So I went to go ask somebody for help. The eye wash station didn't help. So then they just kept. They literally for like 10 minutes, they kept filling up a bottle and bringing the guy who was helping me. And I was sitting in a chair in the QC lab with my head held back. This guy's holding my head and he's just squeezing bottle. I'm just getting absolutely drenched with water. I didn't care because I was in so much pain. Because that shit hurts.
They got it
that
out.
He got it out. But you don't understand, like, and this shard, because I got it at the end, was a speck.
Yeah.
But the pain that I was going through felt like somebody was stabbing my eye with a knife. And he was just fucking dumping bottles on bottles of saline solution into my eye. And then the saline solution ran out, so they just started dumping regular water into my eye. So that was number two. Yeah, but that was actually number one. The finger was number two.
You get fired for, like, OSHA recordables.
But it's...
I feel like you guys.
I'm too valuable. I don't want to say that, but they're not gonna fire me for that. You know, like they just it's like kind of a slap on the wrist. I lose some.
You were scared though. You were scared you were gonna get in trouble.
I was scared I was gonna get in trouble for the finger. The eye was like whatever.
Yeah.
You know, they told me wear safety glasses, and I got banned from using power tools for a month. You know,
well,
which is fair. You know, I understand it. It's fair. But I was scared about the finger. I was definitely scared about the finger. That was a bad one. But I feel like that, the irrational, like men are more rational in general, is kind of not like controversial. Like, I want some more heat.
Some more heat? I don't know.
Some like anti Tate Talk type bullshit.
Okay.
Okay, let me think of things.
Yeah, I don't know.
I'm ready. I just want to hear some bullshit.
Yeah, me neither.
You think I was left, like,
right? Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, this is right?
I'm really not. Like, I don't know. Paul, can you think of anything I've ever, like,
Yeah, can you think of anything
no,
membership?
No, you want to know why?
You don't really talk shit.
You know that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I know why.
Probably think
well,
shit.
You can't really. You can't come up with anything against men.
That's what I'm
well,
trying to say right
that,
now. Okay, well, okay, so
then
say
that,
something.
Let's hear it then.
Just think of it in this moment.
Well, then it's not that big of an issue, and then you're just making up stuff.
Yeah,
I mean, maybe. AKA mentally irrational.
I have something.
I don't know. Maybe I'm lucky, and you're just like.
I have something.
What?
No, I don't want to say it.
Well, now you
have to
say.
No, I was gonna say like. No, I know you get frustrated at this, or I don't know how frustrated you get, but like. No, men are more likely to, like, get super into something. So, like...
But that's
no, but
not, like,
we
a
think
negative.
No, but that's not...
A
like,
different thing, sorry.
Different
yeah,
things,
because, yeah.
like, I get really into things that you're probably like, that's so dumb. But, like, I...
Yeah.
Same for you, like...
It's football shit, she...
yeah,
what we brought up, what we brought up in the last episode, and I was... It came into my mind earlier, and then I forgot. When women bring up issues... Okay, men try to just solve the problem.
This is a good
that
one.
Was another thing that we brought up in the Tate Talk episode, which I thought about it early on in this episode, and then like you guys were talking and I forgot about it, and I've been trying to think about it this whole time. I just remembered. So, men are more likely when a woman comes up to us with an issue that they have.
Mm-hmm.
Right, like something happened at work, or you know, they have a problem in their life. Men are more likely to try to solve that problem.
Yes.
Yeah.
But we talked about women don't want that, and that's where my devil's advocate was, because I was trying to play into you guys' mind and say, well, they just want to feel supported and all this stuff.
Mm-hmm.
So I would like to kind of hear a little bit more in that aspect, like
why
can't we just fix it for you?
Sometimes
like
I just
why
is
it gotta
to
be
listen to me?
But
why can't I just tell you about like what happened and then you not be like, oh, but you could do this.
But that's what I'm saying. Like we
just,
fixed it.
Just,
because that's the problem.
But
and
I
then you guys say like, "Oh, fuck you! I'm not even gonna try that because that's not what I wanted."
Yeah.
You know, like that's like,
yeah,
that's ridiculous.
I just want to rant. Like I can't rant. You rant about your day.
Yeah, and I would like help.
Oh. No, I get it, and maybe that like contributes to like what you guys would think is
irrational.
But I totally agree
mm-hmm.
because it's like, or maybe okay, this is just me, but like sometimes I'm like. Well, don't you think I already tried that? Like, I'm telling you it, but, like, but maybe that's just my internal, like, frustration. Because I am, like, a fixer kind of person. Like, so I try to, like, do things. But then I also, like, you're my person to complain to. So you hear it all.
Yes.
You hear it all. You know, like, I'm addressing Paul. But, like, so maybe that's why it's you. You're just, like, trying to give me a fix. But, like, also, I've probably already thought about that.
Mm-hmm.
But now I just wanted to complain about
but
it.
But thinking
you.
About it and trying it are two different things.
No, I agree. And I agree that, like, sometimes I just want him to be like, that must be so tough for you. And that's all
but
I want
like,
to
what
hear.
Does that do?
I know, it does nothing. But
what,
like,
what does that do, realistically?
It makes me feel better.
That you're agreeing that I'm
but then you're
but
just going to go back into
wait,
the
no,
situation
it's
and feel like shit about it again.
No, it's temporary gratification.
It so is.
It's not fixing the root of the problem. Instead of taking
like taking
like
pills,
who are the pills rather than
and we're back
the solution.
This is like a
yeah,
but
yeah.
I agree. It's like so.
But you know what's funny? Okay, I'm sorry.
Go ahead. Go ahead.
Do you know what's funny? I just like kind of thought of this now because I was thinking like when Paul tells me something that's aggravating him, do I try to give him a solution or do I do what I would want? Like I feel like I do to you what I would want him to do to me. I'm just like, oh, I'm sorry that happened to you. How
that's
many times
I,
do I say I'm sorry to you?
Too,
and what's interesting is like you guys give us solutions. Do you feel like you wish we would give you like solutions when you come to us with a problem, but we just want to coddle you and that's how we solve it?
No, because
sometimes I like
remember,
to be
cuddled. No, you know why? You know why? I want solutions. I mean, it's good to do both. It's good to do a little bit of both.
Yeah.
Because you gave me solutions. For example, remember I was frustrated about Oksana's class?
Yeah.
And she, why don't you go set up a meeting? Why don't you go talk to her? And I'm like, I don't know. No, you have to do it. You have to do it. I did it.
I
and what?
Him, yeah.
Thank God she said that. Help me. I thought I was going to fail the class. I fully expected to fail. Now it's part. Remember, and then I saw my grade. It was a fucking B.
Mm-hmm.
Would have never gotten a B if it wasn't for her. You know, for her telling me that. So like, part of me is like, yeah, but like, also like, I could see it. Like, yeah, of course you want a little bit of like, but I don't really cry.
Well, no, I'm just saying like, if you say you have, I'm trying to think of like an example, like an easy example. You'll say like something at work, and I'll just be like,
I mean,
oh, I'm sorry that happened. Like, I'm sorry.
Yeah.
Or like something like that, and just
yeah,
like,
I'm
pissed. But a situational occurrence of something shitty that happened is different than like a problem, and especially a reoccurring problem.
Okay, there's a difference, yeah.
So my whole thing is this, right? Andrea is the girl that I love, and she comes to me with something that is making her feel really upset. Upset enough to express those emotions to me and share them with me. For me, I think of this. Who would I be, not even as a person, but especially as her boyfriend, to not try to
help and alleviate
those symptoms,
yeah.
Right? Mm-hmm. And I understand that for you guys, sometimes you just want to feel supported, and that the feelings that you're feeling are correct, and that you're not just fucking wilding out. But to me, I'm an engineer. Right? No, I'm serious.
No, I'm serious. I am too.
I'm an engineer. My brain is wired to find and see problems and then find solutions to them. Okay? This might be different for other guys, but that is how my brain is wired. So, again, the woman that I love comes to me with a problem. And I see some sort of potential fix. It might not work, but at least some sort of potential fix. I feel almost worthless if I'm just sitting there saying, oh, that's so horrible, like, mm-hmm, it's going to be okay. Like, I feel like that does nothing, right? I'm trying to present solutions so that, A, you don't feel like this anymore, and B, you never have to feel like that again or deal with that situation again, mm-hmm, right? Somebody comes up, okay, and somebody at work, or you're at work or anywhere, does something to you, okay? For me to just be like, I'm sorry that happened, right? Mm-hmm. I feel like, what does that say? Like, what does that do? I want to be like, oh, go talk to management and get them out, or. Have me do something, yeah, right? Mm-hmm. Some sort of solution to that problem. Otherwise, the next time it happens again, what am I just gonna say? I'm sorry that happened again?
Yeah, I totally agree with you. Yeah. I think, like, mm-hmm, there's a level to it that, like you said, it's circumstantial, definitely. But then there's also, like, I do think, like, it's up to you to, like, tell your partner, like,
I agree, you start to
like get annoyed that like he's always saying a fix to the problem, and you just don't want to hear that. Like, it's up to you to say, like, listen, like, I understand you're trying to help me, but like it actually makes me more frustrated when you like offer me those, and then it's like your responsibility to then be like, well, I understand that it's like my logic to like give you a fix, but like I want to do what makes you feel better. And like, same, like, if Paul were to say to me, like, you know what, it's annoying me that you're just trying to like hug me right now because I have a problem, don't do that. Like, I don't want that right now. It would be then my responsibility to be like, okay, well, I understand that that's not how he, like, wants to, like, have problems be dealt with. I guess what I'm trying to say is it's all, like, in the eyes of, like, your partner and, like, how they feel.
I feel like there just has to be some sort of line of communication going into that, mm-hmm, to tell the other person what you want.
Agree. Yeah, it's your responsibility to say, like, you shouldn't just assume that all women, like, no one wants to hear, like, a real solution, and, like, women shouldn't, like, assume how you want to, like, deal with your problems either, I guess, is what I'm trying to say.
Yeah. Like, it would just be easier for us if you say, listen, I just want you to lend me an ear.
Yeah. Right. Mm-hmm.
Then I'll shut the fuck up.
I tried to, like, do that to you.
Yeah, I never do that.
No. It's hard. But, like, or, like, hey, can you help me try to fix this up? Paul, don't let her just say that shit.
No, I feel like I've definitely said, like, I know, like, I just don't want to hear, like, I just want to complain right now. I feel like I've definitely said that.
But does that come after he's already offered you a solution, or does that lead off the conversation?
I mean, we don't have...
Because that's what it should be. It should lead off the conversation rather than you hearing something you don't want to hear.
Yeah, I'm not saying you do a bad job. I'm just saying, like...
Because I hear it, and I...
Yeah.
Like, all right. Good luck.
Thank you for listening.
Like, I hate that. Like, if I bring you problems, like, usually, you being Andrea, usually, if I'm bringing up problems, I'll either say my own reasoning as to how I'm going to solve that, and I just want her to talk.
Yeah, that makes sense.
Right? So, like, yeah, this is happening, and it's really pissing me off. but moving forward, I'm going to do this, mm-hmm. right? So I don't need her to solve the problem because I'm trying to solve mm-hmm. it myself. But if there's ever a time where I, like, I don't know what to do, mm-hmm. the last thing that I want to hear is, wow, that's so horrible. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Like, that does not help me at
yeah,
all.
Yeah, because it sounds like there's no way out.
Because in a way, kind of relating back to what we were saying, right? Women are more likely to be expressive about their emotions and men are more likely to internalize it.
Yeah.
If it gets to the point where now I'm vocalizing my emotions, I that means that I have decided that I am not enough to handle this myself and I need somebody,
yeah.
especially my significant other, to help me.
I get that.
Again, the last thing I want to hear is, wow, that is so horrible. I really hope you figure it out. Like, wow, thanks. I'm never coming to you ever again for help and emotional
that.
Support.
Yeah. Yeah, that makes sense. Paul, any takes on
no,
that?
No, I agree. I 100% agree.
So if you guys have had some more time. Any hot takes before we wrap it up? This has been a great episode, by the way.
No,
I've, had
a blast.
I've had a lot of fun.
Yeah, me too.
Yeah, me too.
Me as well.
Yay! No hot takes against men?
No, I
don't care if you gotta sit here for another 30
thinking,
minutes. I'm prepared.
No, I've been thinking. I don't.
So men are great.
We're
that's
just
all
so
I'm
fortunate
hearing.
To have two amazing men in our lives. And how could we ever complain?
That's what I'm saying, right? We fucking did it.
There's no argument.
Well, regardless, it is now time to go from the deep.
You got a text or no?
I don't.
There's nothing.
There's nothing on Instagram, right?
Wow.
It's classic.
I mean, listen, like.
Yeah.
It is what it is.
What are we doing with merch, man? We were mentioning it
mm-hmm.
before.
There's
and a giveaway.
A benchmark we sent, but
it never was hit. That's the thing. We wanted like a certain amount of likes.
It was on YouTube.
We had something more recent.
Yeah, we wanted a certain amount of likes on Instagram for one post, but we never hit it.
Yeah, we didn't hit it.
What do you guys want?
We're still just doing a question.
Maybe that's what we should do, like a giveaway. There's nothing. Yeah, there's nothing on Instagram.
All right. Let's do this. If anyone's listening, if you comment, you get some free shit. Okay.
Some gear or something.
We'll give you some.
Oh, you might have seen this. So kind of from the deep. Aryo, big time, went to a.
Went to a Jets game wearing the merch. Yeah, he did. He did.
Wore the merch.
Aryo.
Posted that on the story.
Oh, that's funny.
Tagged us in it.
Yeah, he did.
That's
tag
huge.
Us, yeah.
That's huge. I love seeing that shit. Him, Bo, and JJ. All guys on the podcast, and one other person.
So all three of them today. Oh, that's the transfer.
A new kid? Okay,
yeah, my grade.
I don't even know his name.
Anthony, I think. Revito.
There can only be one Anthony. Actually, Cap. I'm not even Anthony at NJIT.
Yeah, so
no one knows.
It doesn't matter.
Exactly.
Yeah.
So, okay, back to this. What were you going to say?
No, I was going to say, all right, let's see who's listening. If you comment, like, we'll pick out one of the comments just randomly. We'll do it next episode.
Giveaway.
We'll do a giveaway.
Yeah, just comment, giveaway.
Comment, giveaway, and you enter yourself into the giveaway. So we'll
and
see.
And a question for the next two from the deep.
Sound
oh yeah, yeah, yeah. Giveaway and a question.
Yeah.
So comment, giveaway, and a question, and you enter yourself for a giveaway. So we'll see who's listening.
But what's the giveaway? We have to give them a purpose to write that.
Yeah, I feel like you need to figure that out. So.
I wanted sweatpants with 2D podcast going down the leg.
That's so cool.
Like
in big,
like
big.
Like these kinds of sweatpants.
All the way down.
Like,
and it's just the word and the logo right at the top and then 2D podcast all the way down the leg.
I like that.
What color?
Black.
Black, right? Black with the teal.
Black.
Black with the teal blue is so slick.
Yeah,
I think so.
And then we have a full jumpsuit. okay,
yeah.
That's what it is.
No.
And I can get get those printed out,
yeah,
no
so if
problem.
You have the hoodie,
if you got the hoodie already, you can match it.
Honest.
If you want a 2D podcast sweatpants, we'll be doing a free giveaway.
Comment, giveaway, and a question.
Has to be. A question... a topic you want us to discuss, a comment about one of our episodes, anything for us to kind of delve deep into. But we will see you guys next week, and we appreciated Christina and Andrea for coming out tonight.
Thanks for having us. Thanks.
We'll see you next week.